Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Late night last night, the Broncos beat the Browns 41-32. Yes, it was an entertaining game. And you know who was there? Our friend Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Right now, she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It is Baskin and Phelps. Jake Volnick is in for Jeff today. Let's talk to Mary Kay. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Tired? I think we're all a little tired today.
Yeah, I mean, I was up till, let me just say that I'm at the airport right now, and I probably slept for maybe 2.5 hours.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We got 10 people here working on 2.5 hours of sleep.
So yeah, we might have 8 hours combined.
Oh, that's true.
We might have made a full night's sleep between
so
the three of us.
So now we're healthy. Oh, Mary Kay, what did we learn last night? And educate me, will you please?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that we learned is that Jerry Jeudy is a bona fide number one receiver. And when he's in the right conditions, that he can excel and perform like that. And that's going to be amazing going forward for the Browns. You need a key piece like that. They might need to add a couple of other receivers, but I really do think that they have their WR1, and that's just so huge for next year.
Mary Kay, do you think Jerry Jeudy clearly getting into the game a little bit, threw some gestures out there that sort of let me hear it a little bit louder? You think the big game, clearly you said wide receiver one, was it more than just a chip on the shoulder? Is that something that you're going to see from Jerry every night, or do you think this was just a one that gave him a little bit of a kick in the rear?
Well, I think the chip on the shoulder is huge. We saw what it did for Miles the week before when he had the TJ Watt situation going into that game. So much of this game is mental. Everybody's at a very, very high level. But in order to get yourself over the top into a performance like that, sometimes you need to work yourself up into a frenzy. And that is probably never going to happen quite like that again for Jerry Jeudy, to have that moment in time where he just wants that revenge on the team that just didn't give him the respect that he felt that he deserved. So I think that had an absolute lot to do with it. But I also think that he showed what's in there, and there's plenty more of it.
Mary Kay, I want to go back to Jameis Winston here for a second. Just your thought. I mean, look, he threw for almost 500 yards. If you want to count the interceptions, he threw for 612. If you really want to be look at it that way, and six touchdown passes between the two teams. But where are we with Jameis Winston?
Well, I assume he's going to start again But just in terms of the future,
yeah,
I think
beyond this year, yeah.
Yeah, I think people are just going a little too gaga and crazy over this. It just needs to be kept in perspective. And I know nobody wants to do that, but that's where it needs to be. The quarterback room hasn't shaken out yet. It's been fun. It's been entertaining. But that's the Jameis experience. You go out, you get a bunch of yards, you get some interceptions. Browns will have to figure out what they want to do for next season, what kind of quarterback they want to have. I've seen things just as I've been kind of getting through the airport here about, you know, everybody's like, oh, Jameis should be the starter again next year. I just think everybody needs to chill out on that a little bit and let this whole thing play out.
Chill out as far as maybe drafting a quarterback next year or the future of Deshaun. Is that where the chill out part of it has to come into?
All of it. I think that they have to try to determine who's going to be the best quarterback for them to win games all next season and beyond that. And I don't know if they have that person in the building right now. We don't know if that person is going to be Deshaun, if he'll ever get another chance, or we don't know that yet. We don't know what the options will be for them to possibly move him or change things around in that way. But everyone wanted Joe Flacco last year to be the starter this year too. And the team isn't necessarily going to view it that way. So I think everyone needs to just exercise a little bit of patience and see where this thing is all going to go.
So I know you said obviously everyone needs to sort of chill out on it, but in terms of confidence with him going forward next year, does a game like this give you more confidence being that he threw for 497 yards or less being that he threw for 3 interceptions and 2 pick sixes?
I think probably about the same. You know, once again, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get those ups. You're going to get those downs. And in some respects, too, I'm sure that Denver is reevaluating how they covered Jerry Jeudy and how they defended that whole situation. Because when Patrick Surtain was on him, he only caught 2 passes for 20 yards. But they just did not do that all the time, and that's when he did his other damage. So there's a lot of factors that went into this, but to look at the 497 yards and say, oh, he's obviously the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns next year, I just think it's premature for that. It's exciting. It's fun. It wakes up people. It gets guys involved. But to christen him the starting quarterback because of that performance, I just think it's too soon for that.
I think the unsung story last night's game was Elijah Moore. I mean, you know, he ends up with 111 yards last night, and, I mean, made some key catches throughout the night. I know it didn't get him a win, but, he helped out that team. And for a team that struggled to get a receiver over 100 yards any time this year, I think that's kind of I want to say like a game ball situation, but it's just, right? Yeah, I mean, what did you think of Elijah Moore last night?
I thought he did a great job. Yeah. It was fantastic. And again, that's one of the benefits of everything that's happening right now is the fact that you are building and developing confidence in some of the players that are going to be key players for you next season. We know that Judy's going to be that. We know that Elijah Moore is going to be that. So I think that is, that's the thing to look at. What key pieces do you have and what are they building for next season? And remember, there are a lot of things going on, and I've said this many, many times before, no one wants to hear it, and I don't really care about that. But there are a lot of things going on for Jameis at this point in time that were not happening in the beginning of the season. First and foremost, a healthy and robust offensive line.
The run game obviously struggles to get going. Nick Chubb averaging under 3 yards a carry. Jerome Ford looking a little bit better, but obviously had the 21-yard run sprinkled in. Is it time to the point where we're starting to look for, like, maybe Nick Chubb comes back next year, but are you bringing in somebody maybe to be sort of the Aaron waiting there?
That's another situation that they're going to have to evaluate. They're going to have to look at it. His contract is up, and they'll have to decide if they are going to move forward with him. Because it's Nick Chubb, you're always, always going to err on the side of bringing him back, having him finish his career here. That's what everybody's going to want. But it's definitely something that they're going to have to figure out. They're going to have to match up the money with the performance and the potential. I'm sure he's going to be better in his second year out of surgery than in the first year out of the surgery. So these are all things to evaluate after the season.
I thought it was interesting, and Mary Kay, I'm sure you didn't hear because it was on the broadcast last night, but you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman seemed taken aback about the lack of time that Nick Chubb had, especially in the first half. It almost made me feel like that they had heard something in a production meeting that they thought that maybe Nick Chubb would see more action last night. Did you have that vibe? Like, I thought Nick played the kind of game that they expected him to play, that we've seen from him all season long. I was kind of shocked when I heard them say that at one point, but then I was like, well, maybe it was part of the game plan. Did you have any vibe that they were going to try to use Chubb a little bit more last night?
Well, I think we knew that they were going to try to run the ball, and it just so happened that they were keying in pretty well and handling Nick pretty well in that game, and Jerome was able to make some more hay. So, you know, you pivot, you adjust, you go with the hot hand. So, I don't think it was shocking or surprising. If someone isn't making the yards you need them to make at the clip you need them, then you have to shake it up a little bit.
Another missed field goal from Dustin Hopkins last night proved costly. I think fans probably feeling like the extension for Dustin Hopkins might have been jumping the gun a little bit after his performance this year. What's the feeling around him in the building?
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Well, he's got to work out the kinks. He's got to figure out what's going on. And in the offseason, he's going to have to make sure that he's working on all of his technique and coming back strong. And has he, you know, fallen off a cliff, or can he get it back? And I think that's the same thing the Baltimore Ravens are sort of trying to figure out. They're even in a worse situation, I think, with Justin Tucker. So it's one of those things that will have to be reevaluated in the offseason, and certainly he's going to have to go back to whoever he works out with in the offseason to make sure he works on some things.
What does last night's offensive performance mean for Ken Dorsey? What does it mean for Kevin Stefanski? To me, it intrigues me to think, look what he does with these backup quarterbacks. Look what these guys are doing with these backup quarterbacks, and, you know, between last year and this year. And that doesn't – it makes me kind of think, I wonder what this offense is going to look like if they just have some patience, stick it out with this coaching staff. And, you know, we always talk about football being played on, you know, all three sides of the ball. Well, I think there's another side to it, coaching. And if you don't have the right players for the right coaches, you're looking for disaster there too. So what did last night's offensive performance mean for those two guys?
Well, Ken's doing a great job calling the game. He's doing a really, really good job. And I think it also begs the question, would things have changed at all had they made that change earlier in the season? That's a big variable going on right now as well. So I think Ken's doing a great job, and I think that these guys will give serious consideration to him calling the plays again next season. But again, some of it's going to depend on who is the quarterback going to be. What kind of quarterback are they going to have? What kind of offense are they going to run? So there will be a lot of reevaluation, a lot of after-action report, and I just don't think we have any of those answers yet.
Do you feel confident these guys are both coming back? I mean, because this thing could end on three wins. I mean, they've got a team they didn't beat in the Bengals, and then they've got the other teams are either in first or second place. I know the Dolphins are 5-7, but I mean, this is not an easy schedule, and they could end up just with three wins for the rest of the year. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but would that change things and make things go sideways for the guys that are in place right now?
You know, it seems like they're committed to the status quo and the moving forward with the alignment and the people that they have in place. That is the vibe that I'm getting. That is actually, things that I hear when I talk to people about all of this. So I don't see anyone being on the hot seat right now, and I don't know that anything that happens in these next five games is going to change that. It's been a season of a lot of upheaval and extenuating circumstances, and I think that Jimmy would at least like to try to exercise patience on all of this.
Gotcha. Mary Kay, thank you. Please have a safe flight, and we'll see you when you get home.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sounds good.
All right, bye, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. Make sure you're reading her every day. And, of course, she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.